This week, 100 top U.S. universities are committing to correcting a problem. It's rare for low-income students to be enrolled in America's most selective schools, as NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports.
How rare? High-achieving, low-income students make up just 3% of enrollment on elite colleges. And that frustrates Mark Slissel, the president of the University of Michigan.
There's no data to suggest that if you happen to be born into a less well-to-do family, you're somehow less intelligent or less educable. There's no data that says that.
And yet, a vast number of these students are not even applying to top colleges.
To be honest, we've done a poor job identifying and recruiting students from the lower half of the income spectrum in my home state of Michigan.
And that's one of the reasons the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor has signed on to the American Talent Initiative, a network of schools backed by Bloomberg Philanthropies, the Aspen Institute, and the research firm Ithaca SNR. Some of the best and largest schools in the country are involved: Yale, Johns Hopkins, and many of the University of California campuses. Their goal? Enroll 50,000 more of these students by 2025.
Often if you're a first-generation family, no one's gone to college, you're thinking that it's just not for you.
That's Rebecca Blank, the chancellor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. In February, the school started offering free tuition for in-state students with family incomes below $56,000.
It's partly money, but it's partly also just really making it clear that we are affordable to low-income and moderate-income families.
Slissel says Michigan is doing it, too. Free tuition if your family makes less than $65,000.
Half the families in my state are below that level. And to me, attracting students from that part of the socioeconomic spectrum is part of diversity on campus.
Doing this in partnership with other schools gets them talking, sharing information, what works, and what's backfired.
We'll learn the most effective things and the most impactful things on an ongoing basis from each other.
That's Michael Drake, the president of The Ohio State University. He got a great idea from Michigan to follow up on recruitment letters and emails with phone calls and invitations to visit campus.
That seemed to be very effective and more effective than just sending a letter.
So OSU is trying it out.
We hope to help by sharing information and success stories as well as failures.
That's Biddy Martin, the president of Amherst College, a liberal arts school in Massachusetts. Because of their small size and large endowment, they've been able to lead the way in serving low-income students.
Maybe the most important thing we're doing is trying to identify what I call opportunity gaps.
So it's not just paying for tuition. It's funding unpaid internships or travel with professors. She says Amherst and all these other schools, they have a lot of rethinking to do.
I think the institutions have to let themselves be changed by the student bodies we have.
Or the kind of students they hope to have. For Here and Now, I'm Alyssa Nadworny.